Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Everybody, it's Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for checking out the video today. I'm about to make a recording for a Christian radio station locally here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And today's message is going to be about street evangelism, and it's going to air on a local radio station and also on the podcast on my website. If you go to Torah Life Ministries and you click on the podcast, top of the page, you can hear all the messages that I do for the Christians on a local Christian radio station. It's really important to reach out to everyone, so that's why we do this. So I am going to switch over to the audio now, and then I'll come back here and finish up here. But this is primarily for Christians, and not necessarily towards any other specific group of people. And I don't have an agenda but to let people know the truth, because the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I just want people to learn the knowledge so we can grow. So here we go. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for tuning into the show. I'm really excited today because I was just street evangelizing. It's actually Easter when this is being recorded. And I was just out in front of some churches with a sign letting people know that the Easter holiday is a pagan holiday and it has nothing to do with the resurrection of our Creator. Now, last week I did a message on that topic, and you can go to my website, www.torahlifeministries.org, and you can see that. Well, anyway, I was in front of the church with a sign letting people know that Easter is pagan. And as I was there, and Christmas is pagan as well, but it was Easter is pagan. And as I was there, a fellow came up to me really excited. He said, I just heard a message on the radio about this topic, and I'm so excited about it because it's so true, everything the guy on the radio said and everything else. I said, where'd you hear it? And he said, the local Christian radio station. I said, what time would that air? And he told me, and I said, that was me. And we ended up having a great conversation, and it was wonderful. But the topic I want to talk about today is street evangelism, or street preaching, or whatever you want to call it, getting the word out of a wonderful Creator. And I've been street evangelizing for quite a while now, and I get a lot of negative feedback of people telling me that that is not the best way to share the gospel. And the people I get it from the most are Christians. And it just blows my mind that Christians would say something like that, because it is actually one of the best, most popular ways to share the gospel. Now, you won't see a lot of street preachers out there today, but I'll tell you, during biblical times and prior to biblical times, and even in the Bible, you got the best street preachers ever to walk on this planet. And that's what the Bible is made up of, street evangelists. Every prophet in the scripture was a street evangelist. Okay, folks, so we need to go out there and get out there more. You know, when I leave my house sometimes and I'm driving on a road, I see a group of young kids on the side of the road with a sign, and the sign says free car wash or car wash for money or whatever. It says car wash with an arrow pointing into a parking lot, telling people, come on into the parking lot so you can get a car wash. What a blessed thing it would be if these kids would be holding up a sign saying free Bibles with an arrow pointing into the parking lot, and there's a table there with free Bibles. Or even a sign that says that our Creator, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for us so we could have a second chance at life, and we could repent, and we could live our lives knowing and preaching the word of our Creator. What a great sign that would be. You know, I don't see people saying, when they see people on the side of the road with a sign that says car wash, I don't see people saying, well, that's not the best way to reach people. We need to reach people however we can. There's different ways to minister to people. There's different ways to let people know the truth. But I am telling you this, folks. If there is a building that is burning and somebody is in the top floor and they don't know the building's on fire on the bottom, it is your duty and your responsibility and your moral obligation to yell and scream and do whatever you can to get their attention so they could be out of that building and be safe. And I can tell you this, there's a lot of dangers going on right now, and people are oblivious to it. They don't even know. And that includes Christians. They don't know what sin is. They don't know they're living in sin. And they don't understand the severe consequences of this. So we need to let people know. We need to shout in the streets. And we need to go in front of the churches and wherever we have to go to let people know that there's a way to live righteously and there's a way to live according to sin. And we need to look at what the Bible says about that. So You know, people ask me, what is the goal? What is the ultimate goal? It's united according to our creators and guidelines and instructions. United in Torah. That's what we want to do. We want people to understand the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful creator. And we want people to come together and be united in those guidelines and instructions. We don't want people living in sin on purpose, making a practice out of it, and actually being against other brothers and sisters in Messiah doing the same thing. We need to let people know the truth. And we need to understand it's the truth that sets us free. But it's not that simple. So yes, we know the truth sets us free, but the problem is the truth hurts. And when we're out there street preaching, letting people know the truth, a lot of people are getting hurt, offended, and they start defending their lies because they don't know the truth. Well, it says in the Bible, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we need to give people knowledge because the role of a watchman, folks, in the Bible, and every believer is to be a watchman, the role of the watchman is to warn the people when danger is coming. And if you do that, their blood is off your hands. But if you do not do that, their blood is on your hands. So we need to speak up and we need to do something about it. Not everyone might be called to stand in a corner and preach or stand in front of a church and hold up a sign, but every single believer out there, everyone that proclaims Yeshua, the one you call Jesus as Messiah, has to find one way or another to share and proclaim the gospel every single day with as many people as possible. You do not want anyone you know to say, I never knew that, because every single person you speak to needs to know. You know, when they start calling you a Jesus freak or something like that, take that as a compliment. If you're living and preaching the word that much and that often and that hard, great. That's what you need to do. Don't worry about people getting offended by you telling them that somebody died for them. No, take pride and joy knowing that you are doing what you are supposed to be doing, what we're called to do, and that is proclaim the good news to everyone. He wants us to share it with everyone. We could look at scripture. Let's take this scripture. Mark 16:15 says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I'd ask you this, folks, wherever you are listening to this right now. When is the last time you told somebody Yeshua died for them? Have you ever told somebody? And how many people have you told today? We need to tell people every single day, whether it's leaving a track somewhere or just telling somebody when you're standing next to them that he died for them. You see, we have no problem asking a stranger on the street for directions somewhere, but we have a problem telling them that there's a Messiah who died for them and died for us? No, we need to be excited and have enthusiasm to do that. So it's one thing to go to a church where people are going to hear a message and preach to the gospel. But it's another thing when you're going in the street and you're letting people know that never would have normally have heard this message about the true news about Yeshua and the good news and what he's done for us. But it's not that easy in today's world. It's not that easy because the world is against it. It's not that easy because the enemy is against it. It's not that easy, and Yeshua said himself, they will hate you because of me. What do you think he was talking about when he said that? Those that proclaim openly what I have done and who I am, openly, not to your friends, but to the world, to the strangers, to every single creature, they will hate you because of me. That's what he says. So we got all these people against this, but that shouldn't stop it because it says, you know, that we are for him. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Yahshua Messiah, who is the exact likeness of our wonderful creator Yahweh. So the enemy is blinding the people and does not want them to see it. So we got these the enemy completely against going out there and sharing the gospel and trying to stop us, trying to get us nervous or scared to share it. Then you got the world against it. As I said, Mark 13:13 says, everyone will hate you because of me. But that scripture doesn't end there, folks. It goes on to say, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Hallelujah. You know when it says there's a narrow road and only few will find it? Well, go right here. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Hallelujah. Stand firm. Go out there and preach the gospel. But you know what, folks? Even the church today is against it. The church today has emphasized over and over, keep your faith personal and private. We don't want to share with the world. We don't want to offend anyone. We need to tell people they need to repent, to turn from their evil desires and their evil ways. We need to let them know what that is, and we need to let them know how they should be living according to righteousness, because that's what the word of our Creator lets us know. But we live in a sick world today where the word repent has become a curse word in the church today. Don't say the word repent. We don't want you to say the word repent. 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, you happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Yeshua or a different Messiah than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. This has affected us so much today, everyone being against the gospel. It has affected us so much today that we have so much fear. Believers don't want to share the gospel with anyone. Why do you think the world is in the situation it is right now? Our wonderful Creator Yahweh says in Psalms 94:16, who will rise for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Folks, I am here to tell you, as believers, we are called to raise our voice out loud and preach the good news of Messiah. That's what preach means, to raise loud. Now, you don't have to be screaming. You could have a little microphone and you could talk to a level where people are going to hear you. But I'm telling you, when you're excited, you're going to be screaming. Just like you'd be excited if some other thing, worldly thing happened and you're excited and you scream. If everyone can stand in the middle of a dark area at midnight with thousands of strangers and party and be happy on some pagan day like New Year's Eve, you can certainly better be able as a believer to be amongst those strangers with enthusiasm, holding up a sign that says, Yeshua died for you, repent. Repent, repent. The word Proverbs also means wisdom. And in Proverbs 1:20-21, it says, wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her saying. Listen, folks, if you were in a corner and you were standing there and a car pulled up and somebody pulled the gun out and held it right to your head and they're about to pull the trigger and somebody right then pushed you out of the way and they took that bullet for you, I guarantee you'll tell others about it. You'll be on the news that evening telling people what that person did for you. You'll never stop telling people what they did for you. Well, you know what? Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, did even more than that for us. He died for us, and we need, with the same enthusiasm, to tell everyone why he is our Savior. Luke 14:23 says, and to the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and the hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. So we are commanded to go out and tell people. Now, for those of you that are listening to say, well, I don't agree with that approach or that doesn't work, I will prove to you it works. Because I've met a good amount of people that have done this. And I ask them, hey, why are you doing this? Why do you have such a passion to do this? Why do you go out there and street evangelize? And what do you say to people that say it doesn't work? And I recall one fellow that said to me, I know it works. And I said, how? How can you prove it? He goes, because that's how I got saved. Folks, when you hear somebody preaching the gospel, you shouldn't be telling them this isn't the best way to do this. You should say this is the most important thing we need to be doing. Can you just imagine if you were walking on the street in every single corner as there was somebody telling people about the gospel? Do you really think we'd be in the same situation we are today? Or do you think more people might get it and understand it? Then there was a fellow preaching and there was another man that walked by and the man wasn't a believer and he heard the message. And he went home and he went to go pray because he said, he asked him, what must I do to be saved? He said, go home and pray. Go home and pray to our wonderful Creator. Go home and pray to him. And that man went home and prayed and he got saved. And he went on to write some Christian classic books. His name was A.W. Tozer. So nobody tell me that this street preaching doesn't work. It works. Why does it work? Number one, it presents the gospel to people who may never otherwise have heard it, never thinking of stepping into church. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. Folks, the Bible talks over and over through example, through commands, and through orders and everything else of this is what we need to be doing. We need to be sharing the gospel with others. No one should ever be able to say that they've never heard it. Every single person that knows me knows what I stand for. And they are not going to say they never heard it. 1 Chronicles 16:23 says, sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation. And his salvation is Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another reason it works is you don't have to take money to rent some big building out, because open air preaching done in the open, there's no money needed. It's just done in the open. You got the biggest building in the world. Go to a local park or wherever you are. You got the biggest building in the world. Well, let's forget about what I'm thinking and saying. Let's forget about what anyone's thinking and saying. Let's look at what a Messiah himself says and does. You know, there's a saying out here, what would Jesus do? I say, what would Yeshua do? He would do exactly what he taught his disciples to do. Open air preach, street preach, to go out on the street and tell people about the good news of the gospel. That's it. You see, our wonderful Messiah, he didn't have to cast out demons in front of big crowds, but he did so the world would see this and they would know the truth and the truth would set them free. The greatest sermons in the Bible ever preached were done in the open air. You look at all of in the Old Testament, the New Testament, it's filled with street preaching. You have Noah beginning with the street preaching of righteousness, to Ezra, to Jeremiah, to Ezekiel. In the Renewed Covenant, you got John the Baptist, you got the Apostle Paul, you got Peter, and then you have Yeshua himself. All street preachers, all going out. As a believer, whether it's a bumper sticker on your car or you standing on a corner holding a sign, have you ever thought that you need to tell more people about the gospel of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus? It is our responsibility to let people know this. We look at another great example in Scripture. We look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah gives clear examples of open-air preaching. It says in Jeremiah 2:1-2, and it says, our Creator gave me another message. He said, go and shout this message to Jerusalem. That's where he was told to go. It goes and says in Jeremiah 11:6, broadcast this message to the streets of Jerusalem. Go from town to town throughout the land and say, remember the ancient covenant and do everything it requires. You see, Jeremiah was told to go to the gate, which was the main place where the people came in and went out. And he was told to go and preach the gospel to Jerusalem at the main gate. We do this, folks, and it does work. It works. Now, we have preaching, we have testifying, we have teaching, and we have witnessing. They're not all necessarily the same thing. And we need to make sure we understand the difference. Now, witnessing is how you interact with sinners on a daily basis. So when you're around the world, how are you going to act to them? Showing them kindness and love to those that don't know him, but also proclaiming him. Then you have testifying. Testifying is to acknowledge openly what Yeshua has done for you. Openly acknowledging that. And then you have teaching. Teaching is giving the word to those who are saved and are being edified and matured by it. And then finally, you have preaching. Preaching, what is done for the benefit of the lost whom are accepting you to reach with the gospel. You are preaching to the lost, and you are reaching them with the gospel. You are reaching and preaching them. Preaching is a specific function that our Creator Yahweh uses to warn sinners of his impending judgment and its results. And it also offers the gift of salvation through repentance, and also a belief in the repentant work of Yeshua on the stake, that he died for us and set us free so we can have another chance, so we can go out there and get this word out to the people that need to hear it. We don't need to be going to a church every weekend preaching to the choir. We need to preach to those that need to hear it, the ones that need to be saved, just like we were saved. You know, the most popular method of preaching today is the type popularized by the mega church preachers. But there's an issue. They say, oh, our Creator loves you and He has a wonderful plan for your life. That's what they say. Our Creator loves you and such a great plan for your life. But here's the problem, folks. The reason why that's so popular is there's no call for repentance. There's no call for repentance in that kind of preaching. That's the only way they become mega, because people don't have to take responsibility for their own actions when they think that. That He has a great plan for my life. I don't need anything to do. No. It specifically talks about in scriptures, we must be repentant. It says in Acts 3:19, repentance brings refreshing. Again, Acts 3:19, it's repentance that brings refreshing. Repenting is to turn from our evil ways and turn from our evil desires. And before we accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, it says repent. It says repent and accept Yeshua. Repent comes first. John the Baptist said, if you wish to be baptized of Him, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then he added, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. Matthew 3:2. Again, Matthew 3:2 and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, repent, repent. Repent was first mentioned, the first message that Yeshua preached. Repent was preached on the day of Pentecost, and it's consistent with the book of Acts. It's all over the place. Repent, repent, repent. We must hold dear to that word, and we must have a desire to repent. That's what we must do. And I'm calling you out. If you are a so-called believer in Yeshua, you need to repent for living in sin. I have other messages talking about what sin is, but the Bible and the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, clearly says what righteous living is all about, living right according to the word of our Creator. But when you do not do that, you are living the opposite, and that is sin. And many Christians don't want to hear that they are choosing sin over righteousness, because that's the popular message of the church today. And I am calling you out to repent. Repent. And I am telling you this as your brother with love. Repent. The kingdom is near. And it's time we woke up. Now, we can go back in history and look at some other street preachers besides the amazing street preachers of the prophets in Scripture and Yeshua Himself. We look at other great street preachers that are out there. And again, you might be nervous saying, oh, I could never, ever go out there in the street and preach amongst these strangers. And I'm telling you, that's not the only way to do it. If you're having some lunch with your friends, or you could have some little tracts with you and notes, and you could pass one to the waiter or waitress. You could tell your friends, if they're non-believers, about Yeshua and what He's done for you, and share your testimonial. If you're sitting on a plane, you have a couple of hours, you're sitting next to two strangers. You could share the gospel with them. Listen, folks, without even saying a word, by the way you dress and the way you act is preaching. If you're walking around with a Bible in your hand, people are going to understand and know, and somebody eventually will ask you a question. And if you really want to go out there and stand on a corner and let people know, then do that. But we look in the scripture of all these faithful believers who have done that. We look in the 1700s. We have George Whitefield, John Wesley, Jonathan Edwards. We look at the book in the 1600s, there was a book written called The Pilgrim's Progress. People that were willing to die for Yeshua. And they did die for Yeshua. And street preaching was all around. In the 1800s, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, a fellow named Charles Spurgeon, another fellow named D.L. Moody. Now there are Christian radio stations named after all these people. I don't hear any Christians saying, well, that wasn't the greatest way to reach people. No, people are so thrilled what they're doing. And you might say, well, that's in the past. It's not for today. It is for today. Street preaching is for today. According to Yeshua, according to the gospel, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all the nations. And then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Folks, you know, the world has no problem. The streets are flooded with sin. You could just look at the evidence of sin everywhere. And I'm telling you, folks, they need to be flooded with the word of our wonderful Messiah. That's what needs to be taking place, and that's what has to be out there. The Bible teaches us to confess Yeshua, the one you called Jesus, before mankind. Matthew 10:32-33 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before man, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven." And it says in the scriptures, either for me or against me. So if you are not saying anything, you are against him. There's no neutrality with our Creator. We need to get this right. We need to be out there. We need to let people know. You need to go stand, speak. Let people know with confidence and boldness. You need to get this message out, folks. And you need to let people know. So the next time somebody says to you, "How many people did you reach today with the word? How many people did you tell today that Yeshua died for them? How many people?" And you need to answer with a number. And if that number is zero every single day, you shouldn't be happy, folks. You should feel disappointed. Every single day, one with the internet today, it's so easy to post something to your Facebook page. Yeshua died for you, remember that, or a scripture, or anything. It's so easy to get this message out there today. And for you to know the words of a secular song better than you know the words of the scriptures, to know the characters of a local Hollywood movie better than you know the characters of the Bible, and for you to have no problem calling your friends up to tell them who won the basketball game or who won the Olympics, but you have an issue calling them up and telling them Yeshua died for them so we could have a second chance at life, that you should be ashamed of that. But you know what? Repent. Which is change your desires, change what you do, repent, and move forward. Start right now. Start today, folks. Repent. It's not a bad word. It's a good word. Repent. It says repentance brings refreshing. Repent and go out there and start telling people. And I'm telling you, it'll feel so good to you no matter what troubles or struggles you're going through. When you tell somebody that Yeshua died for them, our wonderful Creator will guide you eventually to somebody that needed to hear that more than you could ever imagine. And you can completely save and help somebody so much by letting them know that. That might be the final thing they need to hear before our Creator decides to open up their eyes to the truth. You know, He wants to use you. It's His desire to use you. That's why it says all over in the scriptures, go and let others know the way, the truth, and the life of Yeshua Messiah. Don't assume that people already know, and don't assume that people don't want to know. Everyone wants a Savior, whether they admit it or not, and everyone needs Yeshua, whether you know it or not. So we need to go out there, we need to preach the good word, we need to shout it out in the streets, we need to whisper it in the darkness, we need to let people know however we could, every day and any way we can. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecovered.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Merry Christmas and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for Merry Christmas.
Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Sue Chess, the CEO of CareNet of the Treasure Coast. If you have given to CareNet in the past, we thank you for these voices of some of the lives you helped to save. To give many more a Merry Christmas, please go to CareNetFriends.com and give your best Christmas gift today. That's CareNetFriends.com. Thank you and Merry Christmas.